Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved MCC East Bay community, I want to begin by saying an advanced Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, your families, your children, your parents. Once again, this is going to be a slightly different Ramadan for all of us. But Ramadan is Ramadan, and it's always a beautiful time of the year, regardless of our circumstances. And so, you know, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may this month be one filled with blessings for us and our families, wherever we are and however we are. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to keep us all safe and in His protection at all times. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. With that said, I just want to take a moment to share a few reminders. This Ramadan is definitely going to be different. Although we've made some amazing progress in the last year, but the reality is that this disease is still with us. It has not gone away. And in fact, it's actually coming back harder than ever in some other parts of the world. And we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's shifa and protection for all of humanity in this difficult time. So with that said, the masajid are still only allowing a limited number of people at the masjid, of course. We must abide by the law. We must abide by the regulations that the county has set forth for us, whether we agree or even disagree with them. And so basically this means that for those of us and many of us for whom we are diligent in going to the masjid every single day, or diligent in praying Salatul Isha and, you know, the entire Taraweeh, listening to the entire Quran, may not be possible once again for us this year. But look at the bright side. It's still better than last year. Last year, we were not able to go at all. And this year, we, inshallah, will be able to go. Maybe not on all days, but on some days. And while we may not be able to listen to the entire Qur'an in Salatul Taraweeh, we will be able to listen to as much Qur'an as we can. As it is, Taraweeh, the prayer of Taraweeh in and of itself, while it's highly recommended, it's a sunnah, it's not a requirement. And listening to the entire Qur'an in Taraweeh, while again, once again, highly recommended, a sunnah, of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but yet at the same time, it's not a requirement. What is required is that we keep ourselves safe. What is required is that we keep our community safe. So inshallah, you know, if we are unable to be there every day, or for some reason, you know, we are there every day, but we will be missing out on, portions of the Quran, our intention is with Allah, and our reward is also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this doesn't mean that we cannot recite the Quran. We still have the ability to recite the Quran. If we have a little bit of extra time because we're spending a half an hour or 45 minutes less at the masjid, let us utilize that time to come back home to recite the Quran. If for some reason we haven't been able to register on that given day, then spend the time at home with your family and, you know, pray Salat in congregation. You can even pray Salatul Taraweeh in congregation with whatever amount of Quran we have. And just imagine the barakah of the Salah, the congregation, the family in our homes, right? So there's always a bright side to everything. And if you haven't registered, I'm going to remind myself first and everyone else, don't simply show up just because you show up every day. Do the right thing with Allah, and Allah knows our intentions, inshallah. You know, some people have said that there should be a separate arrangement for people who are vaccinated. You know, logistically, honestly, I can tell you that it could be, a nightmare. So, you know, please, please do respect, the ability on behalf of the masjid volunteers to do as much as they can. Prayer still will be outdoors in many cases. If that happens to be the case, then let us be grateful that we are still able to gather for prayer. I want to be inside the masjid. We all want to be indoors. You know, we don't want to be standing this far away from each other. We want to pray all 20 rak'ahs. We want to listen to the entire Quran. But, you know, with all that's going on around us, we're trying to do, all of us individually and collectively must try to do the right thing and also go above and beyond. A lot of times people will say that, oh, these people are gathering or they're gathering. We want to go above and beyond in order to make sure that we protect life, right? We protect life. That's all we're trying to do here. We're trying to protect people's lives because the moment an individual may be affected by this, you know, the greatest fear is not that they will, you know, get very sick or this. While that is the case, the greatest fear is that they may actually end up dying. And so we're trying to protect life, which is one of the maqasid of Sharia. So please let us be gentle with ourselves. Let us be gentle with everyone around us. And of course, I'm being, you know, I'm thinking a little far ahead and I'm thinking that maybe Salatul Eid will be something similar to this as well. I know many elders, very pious elders, ulama, in fact, scholars who are older, who have never missed praying at the masjid, who for decades, not one decade or two decades, who for the last 4-5 decades have prayed 20 rak'ahs of Taraweeh in Ramadan, listened to an entire khatam during the month of Ramadan. Because of the pandemic and because of their own situation and the situation of those around them, have chosen to not be at the masjid, not go to the masjid, and wanting to do the right thing. So let us be conscious, let us be aware. Allah is aware of our intentions. You know, we don't have to be harsh on ourselves or unto others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem, and we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam, his generosity, his barakah, his blessings, his reward, for all of us and our families. And we hope and pray, inshallah, that all of us continue to have a beautiful Ramadan. So once again, I take this moment to say Ramadan Mubarak to all of you, your families, your children. And, you know, we keep me in your du'as. I will keep all of you in mine. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a blessed month. One filled with lots and lots of blessings for us and our families. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings and grant us the blessings.